Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Weltman's here. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, last month when she was here, we celebrated her 16th anniversary as a original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of all the books on small business taxes, the J.K. Lasser series. It doesn't get any better than those that she's been doing now for many, many years, probably close to a couple of decades. And she's forgotten more about taxes and small business than most of us will ever know. That's the reason why we always count on her and have now for all these years. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, Barbara. Before we go on, though, Barbara, I want to stop for a moment and talk a little bit about somebody named Ruth, your mother, Ruth, died recently. And I know she'd been ill, and she was in her 80s, is that right?
She was almost 88.
Almost 88. She died about a month ago, and suddenly, but mercifully. And I just wanted you to know that I'd like to dedicate this show, the rest of our talk today, to her memory.
Oh, thank you so much.
You want to tell us a little bit about Ruth?
Sure. It's not too bad to get to that age and still have all your marbles and have three great-grandchildren.
Right.
She lived a really wonderful and full life.
And what did she do besides raise a good family?
Well, that's what she did. That was her, the focus, and not only her family, but her mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. She was a caregiver in the truest sense of the word.
Well, God bless people like that. And so we'll think about your mother, Ruth, as we continue our visit. So what do you got going on today?
Well, you know, the tax deadline's just a
coming
few
up.
Weeks away, so yeah. We can't ignore it.
The personal deadline.
Well, it's personal, but also if you have a partnership or an LLC with two or more people, it's mm-hmm. also the deadline for filing the business return. And it's also, and
for,
I think this
those,
is the critical...
For those LLCs, for non-corporations.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. That April 15th is also the deadline for paying your first installment of estimated taxes.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? Just had to.
Yeah, I know. What a bummer. But mm-hmm. we have to talk about it because you can easily get a filing extension for your income tax, for your mm-hmm. 2013 income tax return, and that'll give you more time to mm-hmm. file. But that doesn't give you more time to pay your estimated taxes for this
right.
year.
Right.
So you have to really come up with the cash now.
Of course,
if you're
paying taxes every month, if you're making monthly deposits, you don't have the quarterly thing, do you?
Well, you can set it up any way you want.
Yeah.
And you can make electronic transfers using the federal system, EFTPS.gov.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge from the government for using it, and it's great because you can schedule your payments, so you can do it on a monthly basis.
Or
can just have it transferred on the date that you want.
The reason I'm bringing that up is it's so hard to let that money sit in an account for 90 days, even if you put it aside. There's always something you can reach in there and get that money to do something. It just seems to me that I know that we manage things a lot better than when we got on a monthly basis. So the money, you know, it doesn't lay around there waiting on the deadline date, the quarterly date to get out of there. And it's not tempting to use it for something else. You see what it means? Does that make sense?
That sure does. But I think the bigger challenge is really for businesses that have cash flow issues.
Yeah.
That they may be doing well, and therefore they're going to owe taxes, but they may not have the cash on hand.
No, I hear you.
That's really a big challenge, and especially some businesses get in trouble. because they decide to pay, let's say, the landlord before they pay
that's my point. But what I'm saying, though, is if you've got if you know you've got to make that bill every month, here's the thing. If you a quarterly payment is tough to keep up with, whereas a monthly payment, we pay the rent every month, we pay the utilities every month, we pay payroll every month, etc. If it's a quarterly, it becomes a quarterly. I mean, a monthly thing. You're more likely to get it to pay it and not get in trouble.
Well, I think you have a great system there, and I think many business owners should be listening and following what you do, because you're right. If you can put it into your budget and make it just seamless, then there's less chance to mess up.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking from experience, and not always a nice experience either. So these are lessons that I have learned, and I've got the knots on my head to prove it. 20 till the hour. Barbara Weltman is our good friend. We're celebrating celebrating her mother, Ruth, her late mother, Ruth. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.